This is the People Speak. I'm Jeff, and today we're going to be talking with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council. How are you doing today?
I am doing good. I am not enjoying the rain, but I am doing okay other than that.
Right. Yeah, of course, you're coming from St. Louis, and what do we say, about 9 inches of rain?
Between yesterday night and then yesterday morning, and then we got a little bit more this morning. Another little storm rolled through, but hopefully it's kind of looking like it's clearing up now. So,
last time we talked was June. Now we're in July, and one of my favorite things to eat is being celebrated this month.
Yes. So June was National Dairy Month. Rolling into July, National Ice Cream Month, which is a fun month to celebrate, whether or not, you know, you're enjoying a ball game or kind of hanging out with the family at a barbecue. It's always a good treat to kind of cool off with, especially during these hotter months between July and August. So it's a fun month to celebrate.
Right. So I'll tell you what, we got a break here. Let's go ahead and take that real quick and get that out of the way. We'll come back and talk with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. And welcome back. Again, talking with Kelsey today from the St. Louis Dairy Council. July, Ice Cream Month. That's a good thing. Always like to celebrate that. You want to celebrate that in full, right? You
know? Yes. Yeah. And actually, what's interesting about that is it's kind of been an ongoing process, that there's a good history behind it. Actually, back in 1984, President Ronald Reagan actually designated July as National Ice Cream Month because he stated that it was a delicious and fun, nutritious food that we should all be able to enjoy. So with that being said, kind of looking at the nutrition profile of ice cream when compared with other desserts, ice cream's still going to have a little bit of those nutrients that we may not find in those other desserts, such as calcium, just a little bit of protein and some phosphorus in that to kind of give us a little bit of nutrients to supplement our lovely sweet tooth as well. So there's always a little perk in having ice cream, especially this month. Ice cream is an important thing to obviously enjoy all year round, especially, right, like I said, during these summer months. It's interesting, actually. It has been found that Americans consume on average 23 pounds of ice cream a year. So with that being said, a half cup serving is actually the serving size of ice cream. So 23 pounds of ice cream a year is a lot of servings, but us Americans do enjoy it, clearly.
I'm picturing a half cup in my head. I'm like, I think I usually overeat them.
Yeah, so the half cup, we kind of visualize a half cup being about the size of a tennis ball. The half cup serving provides us about 10% of our daily calcium. So I know we discussed and kind of promote having those three servings of dairy a day. However, it would take 1.5 cups of ice cream to equal that one serving of dairy a day. That would, you know, equal out to be a slice of cheese or a cup of milk. So we do obviously want to make sure that we enjoy ice cream, but in moderation. With that being said, there's obviously a plethora of other dairy foods, frozen dairy treats that you can enjoy as well, especially looking if you're following maybe a lower fat diet, a reduced sugar diet, you know, frozen yogurt's a great option, kind of if you are watching portion sizes and you're following a certain meal plan. Those are great other options to enjoy along with ice cream.
So, I mean, obviously, people have their flavor choices and everything. But
yes, which brings us to a lot. I get this a lot when out and about and talking about ice cream. There are, this year we've looked up the top 5 favorite ice cream flavors in order. And again, vanilla has been deemed number 1 at the top of that list, followed by chocolate, cookies and cream, mint chocolate chip, and chocolate chip cookie dough. So those are the top 5 flavors for this year. I will say vanilla kind of has a little bit of an advantage because it can be incorporated into so many other products and dishes like sundaes, floats, banana splits. So that does give it kind of the advantage over the other four flavors. So,
right.
With that being said, toppings is another huge thing that we also like to look at. Toppings for ice cream in those top five would be hot fudge has been number one, as well as others that have made this top five list have been sprinkles, fresh fruit such as strawberries, caramel, and even crushed up cookies have also made that toppings list.
I've never been a big fan of the cookies and cream, but like chocolate, obviously, you know, anything, you know, get like the chocolate brownie fudge and all those are pretty good.
Yeah, and it's great too. One thing that has been kind of on a trend lately is being able to kind of personalize when you go to a local ice cream shop or an ice cream place in general, or a place that has ice cream as a dessert. You can kind of customize it and incorporate what you want. So picking and choosing what you want to incorporate into your own customizable bowl or cone is always a great option to have.
Right. There's kind of some new trends in ice cream. I mean,
yeah. And especially within the last few years, a lot more Americans have kind of driven an interest into looking at refreshing flavors rather than kind of more of the basic ice cream trends that we normally go off of, the original right. flavors. The refreshing flavors have kind of made a huge hit on the aisle on the aisles recently.
Okay. So whatever, I guess, I don't know, just looking through here, even some liquor-based ones?
Yes. So that's also been another big big trend is liquor-based ice cream. So ale-based ice creams kind of as the base. Again, giving that interest to those who are looking for those refreshing flavors mm-hmm. and who have kind of that different, you know, taste that they want to acquire from having ice cream or having a dessert that's more refreshing, especially during these hotter months. I know just in general, immune boosting flavors have kind of also reached the shelves. Their thought is to kind of provide these a little bit more of health benefits, as some would say, incorporating ginger and honey and hibiscus flavors into their ice cream to make it more refreshing.
I don't know. I'd have to try that. I would.
A lot of people say they try it. It's something worth trying. Mm-hmm. And again, regardless if it's your favorite, you know, original, you can always just try it just to see, especially with it trending and being on the shelves for a lot of the time. They say for a limited time, you can try out our, you know, hibiscus flavor. So it is something worth trying.
Right. I'll tell you what, we got another commercial break here. Let's go ahead and just throw that in here, and then we'll come back and talk some more with Kelsey here on the People Speak. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. And again, talking with Kelsey today from the St. Louis Dairy Council, talking about ice cream. We covered several things. I don't know, we really didn't go into it, but what is the origin of the ice cream cone?
Yes, the origin of the ice cream cone, which is actually kind of interesting and kind of has its roots a little bit in the St. Louis area. Marconi, I don't know if I'm saying his name correctly, but was kind of deemed as the person who invented the ice cream cone actually back in 1896 in New York City. And that kind of was able to grant him the patent to obtain and have that under his name in 1903. Though, and this is the little spinoff of it, back then, since Marconi is credited with the invention, there was actually in 1904, around the same time, a man by the name of Ernest Homwe, who is selling a crisp, like, waffle pastry at the St. Louis World's Fair. So it was interesting, I guess, during that time at the St. Louis World's Fair, there was a vendor next door to him that was selling ice cream. and this vendor ended up running out of bowls to serve the customers with. So Hamwe rolled up one of these wafer-like cones and was able to give this to this vendor that was able to then put the ice cream in for the customers. So looking at the grand scheme of things, we don't really know, you know, how the ice cream actually got into the scoop, if that was a thought that Marchione was planning to do with having that that waffle-like cone that was invented, or if, you know, Hamwe decided at the time that this, you know, kind of invention, this oops invention to put the ice cream in this waffle-like crisp cornucopia cone was the best way to give it shape. And you know, all in all, it's great to know that that ice cream cone was made and that we can all enjoy it.
Exactly. That's the important thing.
Yes.
And it's hometown made here in St. Louis.
Yeah. So, and now even talking about, I know we talked about some favorite popular ice cream, you know, toppings and flavors. In comparison, waffle cones and sugar cones are actually a tie for the best and most popular container, as I would like to say, to hold ice cream. So that's also another fun fact that kind of a little bit of history that St. Louis can provide from that World's Fair.
I tend to kind of like the waffle cones.
Yeah, I enjoy waffle cones, and I've seen now people are actually, there's like ultimately those like waffle-like bowls. So it's like a waffle bowl that they're able to shape to make it to where you could scoop and eat all the ice cream, and then after you can kind of chip away at that waffle like bowl and get whatever's left out of it. So
we got
go ahead.
I was just gonna say, you know, we had a little bit of time left talking about a little bit off air and stuff, but you know, we've got ice cream that everyone's familiar with, you know, your standard chocolate vanilla, different flavors now though, but there's also some other variations, like one in particular I've seen in the stores, gelato.
Yes. So gelato is a fun one, as well as there's also, again, different variations of kind of how ice cream's produced and manufactured. The creaminess of gelato kind of gives it more of an airy taste and an airy, lighter flavor. Whereas if you look at kind of the original ice cream being a little bit more, as I would like to say, heavier, more dense. So going off of that, it's interesting to see how it's made. And again, everyone kind of has their own option and their own kind of preference on ice cream, which does make it a great treat to have and a great option for everyone. Like I said, there is an option for everyone. So I always like, and I don't know what your personal preference is, I've always been more of a milkshake. I like milkshakes rather than just plain, simple ice cream, a couple of scoops in a cone. But again, it's obviously kind of how that's made and how that's processed. So any way you want to celebrate it, whether it be a milkshake, a sundae, root beer float, traditional root beer float, there's always an option.
Right. So, and one you don't hear as much anymore, but I always grew up kind of enjoyed them, was a malt.
Oh, yeah. I have not heard of malts. Have kind of been off the radar lately.
Yeah, they've just kind of vanished into the air. You know, I mean, I guess, I don't know. If a lot of people, I think, would try them that have never heard of them, they would be like, wow, why would we have been hiding this? You know?
Yeah, between that and I think custard's always been a big one in St. Louis. That's always been a good one to have, custards and concrete. So, like I said, there's obviously an option for everyone. Throw in your toppings, anything you want to enjoy, and be sure to celebrate this month.
Right. There's still a few days left.
Yeah, so there is.
still time to go out there and have that big ice cream month party. You know?
Exactly. So, celebrate in style.
So, and obviously, you can get more information on this and anything dairy-related.
Yes, yeah, so you can check us out on our Facebook and Instagram, and that handle is STL Dairy Council, as well as our website, stldairycouncil.org. And if you head on to our Instagram, you can see we have been posting some fun ice cream recipes this past month. Our featured recipe of this month was actually ice cream dessert tacos. So just, you know, if you want to get on there and celebrate in style and have some ice cream dessert tacos to end out the month, by all means, check us out.
All right. Well, it looks like we're out of time here, but Kelsey, thanks for stopping by. What can we look forward to for August?
Well, the kids aren't going to probably be too ecstatic about this, but it's going to be back to school. So, you know, this summer kind of flew by. So hopefully, you know, August rolls in and we get a little bit cooler weather and kids are back in school.
So, all right. So we will talk to you then. And in the meantime, celebrate Ice Cream Month in July.
Yes.
For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.